Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And today we are finishing up this week of looking at James chapter 2 as we are in our series Everyday Faith, where we've kind of been unpacking the reality that our faith in Jesus, it should lead us to live like Jesus. And so today, as we finish up, we're going to look at James chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. So I'd love to read that for us as we look at that together. James chapter 2, starting in verse 12. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. This past Sunday, in kind of teaching through this idea and teaching through the entirety of James chapter 2, I talked about how the gospel makes room for everyone, and so should we. That really James is going after the sin of favoritism within the church, that we can have a tendency as believers to just make room for people that we feel like look like us, think like us, that we know, that we're friends with, that we're associated with, that we can start to draw invisible lines, if you would, and make categories for the kinds of people that we want to extend grace and mercy towards. And James is really wanting to just throw at that and remind us that the gospel, it makes room for everyone. And if we claim to follow Jesus, we should too. You see, James is reminding us that God's mercy toward us, it's the model for how we treat others. That Jesus took the judgment we deserve and he gives us the mercy that we didn't earn. That's what's beautiful. Jesus does not give us what we deserve. And that is the definition of mercy. And seeing it's because of that, that you and I, guess what now is we are free to show mercy. That's what he's saying by living under this law of liberty, that we have been set free from the law of sin and death, that the perfect and finished work of Christ frees us from that, that our faith in Jesus means that the law no longer has its obligation over us as it did before, but it finds its fulfillment in Jesus. And so that's what we get to do now, is that we're free to show others, not out of an obligation or some sort of duty or out of guilt, but out of gratitude. You see, when we withhold mercy, what we're doing is we're distorting the gospel. When we're showing favoritism, we're actually misrepresenting the God who bends towards the overlooked and the outsider. That we are misrepresenting the people that Jesus came to die for. We're misrepresenting the God of what his character is like. But when we extend mercy, when we make room for people, when we the marginalized, those that the world would look at and say, they're not welcome, they're not loved, they have nothing to offer you, especially those who feel even left out. When we extend mercy to those people, it's the love of Christ becomes visible in us, the body of Christ. And that is how mercy triumphs over judgment. And I shared about this really cool story from one of our children, Joshua. Last year in his class, he had a child that had special needs. And Josh was just so kind to him. He would talk about him. And a couple weeks ago, my wife, Michelle, got a message from this mom. And she had told us and said that Joshua had been so sweet to their son. And they wanted to invite Joshua to come to his birthday party. And man, when Michelle had shared that with me, I just felt so proud of him, right? Like my son, he looked at somebody that the world may just look right on past. He looked at someone and didn't think, man, what can they do for me? Like, how does my relationship with them actually benefit my life? But he just looked at someone and made room. He just thought, man, how can I show kindness and mercy towards someone? And it was just beautiful. it even moves me now just thinking about it. And so, and I think why that moves me, and maybe it kind of touches you because you've experienced maybe things similar in your life, is that's what God does for us. You see, God didn't show mercy to you and me because we were to some advantage to him or we benefited him in some way. Actually, what we bring to God is all of our sin. There's nothing that we do that is a benefit to God, but all that we receive from God is a benefit to us. And friends, that's mercy. That's grace. And if that's what we receive, what James is trying to tell you and me is that's what we should show. So what's that look like, right, for us in our everyday life? I mean, this is an all everyday faith. And so what should that look like? Well, maybe it's small for you. in something, you know, tangible that you can put into practice. Maybe it's just forgiving the person who cuts you off. I'm sure that never happens to you. Maybe it's offering grace to someone that you work with that they're just struggling, right, to meet some of the expectations. And rather than jumping to conclusions, you sit down with them and maybe just have a conversation about what's going on in the world. Maybe it's just listening to somebody that might feel invisible that you normally wouldn't pay attention to. Maybe it's looking at the person on the side of the road that maybe is, you know, asking and begging for money, or you see them on the side of the streets, or you just look at them in the eyes and you just let them know that you see them and you can just smile at them, you know? And so I think finding these little ways that we can just extend mercy to others, because it's truly a reflection of the mercy that Jesus showed us on the cross. See, rather than judging others, we can show compassion and we get to show mercy. So remember that our faith is more than just words. It's love, love in action, that the gospel frees you and me to treat people the way Christ treats us. And how did he do that? Well, he showed us compassion. He was full of grace. He welcomed us, that at the cross, it is level ground full of sinners like you and me. And God invites us in. And so let's just maybe take a moment and search our hearts together, to search yours and to search mine. We could ask the Holy Spirit to maybe reveal some things to us. Who is it that perhaps maybe you've overlooked, or maybe you treated differently because of how they looked or where they came from, or maybe you just were thinking about what can they do for you? Maybe it's the people that you just walk by in the church lobby that you don't really try to pay any attention to. Or maybe you're someone who just comes in and looks to just go in and find a seat and leave without really talking to anyone. Maybe it's as you're volunteering at school or showing up in your kid's school that you don't notice the person that maybe is there helping out or volunteering or doing something else, that you just kind of mind your own business. The worker in, you know, the grocery store that's stocking shelves that you just walk past. I mean, what can we do to really notice and see people and to invite them in? Let them know that you see them, and more importantly, that God sees them. And so ask the Holy Spirit maybe to just search you. And if you get a sense that maybe you also, like James has been saying here, is that you've fallen short to this, that you have committed the sin of favoritism, that you've shown partiality to others, ask God to forgive you. And the good news is that he fills you with his mercy. And let's pray for courage, that God would give us grace, that he would make that we would make room for others with our words, with our actions, and with our attitudes. And then we can thank God for Jesus, that he has shown us an extravagant amount of mercy in our lives, and that he would invite us and that he would help us to do the same to those around us. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for showing us mercy, God, when we didn't deserve it. God, would you teach us to extend the same kind of mercy to everyone around us? God, would you help us to make room for people, God, to live out the gospel in just practical ways, God, that we would reflect your heart to a world that needs to see you. God, we ask and pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?